It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability, the rugged Toyota Tacoma, and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to admit something I've never done. Oh, no. I hate it when I start sentences like that, because now everyone's going to guess. Oh, been nice to somebody.
I wouldn't
guess. Give money to charity.
Okay.
Like, I was just when, like, walked away from a drink.
You're doing the job.
I know. Like, it's what you're never going to do anyway.
Leave some for us.
Yeah.
Kept a marriage together.
That one was next.
That was sitting on my hip.
Go ahead. What else? What have I never done?
Truly been in love.
Oh. They just got more personal.
Dude,
like, I heard. Okay. Go ahead.
I don't know.
What have I never ever done?
Celebrated yourself.
Ooh, she's hitting hard.
You're kind of there a little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Celebrated yourself?
No, I've never celebrated.
Period.
No, I celebrate. Nobody. I celebrate. You've seen me. You and I, Princess, have gone, the whole crew, but you and I have gone to Ocean Prime more than once. And
the next day were the two worst days of my life.
Me and Aaron know when to slide out, when to head home.
I'm happy for you guys.
The third round of deviled eggs is when you should go, What are we doing with our lives?
Too much celebration.
It's not that. Today is Fat Tuesday. I was married to a Brazilian.
Okay.
Mardi Gras is like a thing to those people.
I feel like I do not know anything truly about Mardi Gras.
Nor do I. I know that, like, we were invited to go down there a lot.
Down where?
To Brazil.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Mardi Gras, Brazil, that parade. I mean, you think New Orleans
is
a parade?
It's on my bucket list. Yeah. I've been there not during the time, but, like, been in the stadium where it all happens. And it is
wild.
Yeah.
Like, you take the New Orleans, celebration for all this, multiply it by, like, 100.
Wow.
It's the parade, the floats, the dancers, it's crazy. Today's just a day and a night of opulence and whatever, and then we're going to lock it down for Lent.
Right, okay,
we're
so Fat Tuesday is like your last big hurrah.
Yes. And I don't even know if you have to be religious, because I grew up Catholic and I don't remember. I don't think we did anything. Lent Catholic is definitely Catholic.
And is not tied to.
I'm with you. I feel like I've never really done Mardi Gras stuff because we grew up Catholic and Catholic school and everything. And it was kind of Ash Wednesday was like the
first.
We
did that. Yeah.
We like, you kind of start there and they don't really tell you about like.
And then it's fish on Fridays.
And by the way, they're getting crazy down in New Orleans. Like they just kind of skip over that part. And
so you haven't done it either?
No. I've definitely never been to New Orleans. I don't know. I can't remember any time I've done a Mardi Gras thing.
Can I steal the power of the radio station? Like, I think I'm going to do it today.
Today?
I think I'm going to do it.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Like, I think I'm going to celebrate Fat Tuesday. But I don't want to just go home and, like, go, rolls. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do.
It's just a normal Tuesday.
I want to do, like, is there a thing? It's not going to be Brazil good.
Right.
And it's not going to be New Orleans good.
I can't imagine you could get Brazil good after 7 p.m.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
But there's going to be something good here. Is there? Like, can we blow up the phone lines in the text? Like, what do you, is anybody doing anything real? This is a real thing, you guys.
This is like a thing that other cities do, though. Yes. Like, on an actual Tuesday. I would have thought, like, maybe on Saturday.
No, you got to do, this is, people got to blow it out. This is like the last day before you go to prison. It's not, because Ash Wednesday is like the celebration of the 40 days and 40 nights of whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
on Fat Tuesday, is this when you eat the thing with the little baby in it?
The king cake, yeah.
Is it? Because we just had those.
Was the three king cakes.
What's the difference?
I think it was still a king cake.
It was a king. It was three of them and a baby Jesus in it. There was a baby Jesus in the cake.
Like, and there's a baby Jesus in this one as well.
I've always been confused by the baby thing.
Why do you want to eat the baby or get the baby? You don't eat the baby.
Right.
But
you definitely don't eat the baby. It's plastic.
They're essentially the same thing. New Orleans king cakes feature vibrant icing colors and cinnamon. Three Kings cake has the fruit topped bread or flaky pastry.
Okay.
But why are we looking for the baby? I don't.
Because if you get the baby the next year, you do something.
The person who finds it is king for the day and often expected to host the next party.
Okay.
Okay.
So, will anybody? No, it's too short a notice for you guys.
It's way too short. I'm going to go.
Like, the biggest thing, I'll actually go.
I won't.
No, I will.
No,
I'm gonna
you
go.
Should.
Yeah. I'll go.
Maybe, convince you to go, yeah.
Maybe you'd meet someone.
Ooh.
Don't put that energy on it. It's not that.
But maybe
I'll just go.
Maybe you would.
Maybe I will. Because I'm breaking out of my.
Maybe you just meet a new
friend. Sure. Now you're putting a thing on it. Here's what we want to do with the power of the radio station. Tell us, text us, or call us. Convince us, is there a Mardi Gras thing at one of those NOLA places or a Papados? Papados, too chainy.
I don't even know what that is.
Papados is a restaurant. It's New Orleans. It's like Cajun food.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, is there a place to go tonight that's gonna capture a bit of what Mardi Gras is? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
All I heard about Mardi Gras as a young man was the bead situation.
That's
all I've ever heard about
that
it.
Is here. That, do you?
I don't know.
Because there's not really a find out parade here.
Yeah, but is there a bar? I'm not going for that.
Sure.
I'm not going for that. You know me.
That's what they always say.
I'm not. You know me. I'm friends with Frankie Bones. I could go see that anytime I want. I don't. So there's that.
Yeah, if there's a bar that's something like that. Or is that actually real? I've never been. So is that a real thing that they do? Or
give your beads, like you go out with a bunch of beads.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do it at the St. Patrick's Day parade as well.
Wait.
Different reasons. You're just handing out beads for fun then.
I know, but I think they wouldn't say no if you.
To a flashing?
I don't know. Yeah. That's what in New Orleans, beads equals boobs. It does.
And I feel like in college it equaled that too. I did not partake in that.
You didn't?
I feel like that, no. I went to a small private school where we would have gotten in trouble if somehow that made the news. But I feel like in college, like you would hear about like the Mardi Gras parties in college. Yes. I still don't know if it exists.
That's what I want to find out. And like, if it's just at a restaurant, are we allowed to get nutty at a restaurant?
Probably not.
And are they making the king cake? At the very least, am I just going to go get a cup of gumbo or something?
Or like a crawfish boil?
I don't want that.
Oh, all right.
Do you like crawfish? It's a lot of work and they're stuck in the head.
I've never had it.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
They just dump a bunch of fish and corn and potatoes like on a thing. Like there's shrimp sometimes, but like the crawfish, they're like, you pop the back, like, you get so little meat and then you're sucking on the little head. It's disgusting.
Are you okay?
It's so disgusting. I don't want to do that. I'd rather do the boobs. Okay. Then the crawfish, I would. Yeah. And I don't even
shocking.
Like the boobs.
And I'll stand with Slacker on that. Yeah.
So then.
Now, I think Mardi Gras, it's almost like this is your chance if you are a big Mardi Gras person to give them a little PR. It's like they need, if all this stuff is happening, we just don't know about it.
If there's anything happening tonight, this if this fails miserably, I apologize. But like, and the one that gets the most votes, oh Jesus, somebody's got to go with me. If enough people say blank, I'll go. I'll go for a little bit, for a minute.
You should
until I see a boob.
No, why are you so anti-boob?
I don't know, but I just don't want to see boobs. I mean, I want to see boobs, but I want it to be.
I think we've gone off the rails here.
It's gotta be a private dancer
moment.
I'm just saying. Now that that's been put on the table, I don't want anyone to think that that's what I'm after. Mm-hmm. I want good Cajun food. I want a really fun, like embodies that fat. Tuesday spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, listen. I have commandeered the radio station, and I know we have text on this, but I don't know how I'm going to decide where I'm going tonight. If I'm going at all. Now I'm starting
What's
to second guess
this
it.
Attitude?
Well, okay. So it's Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday. Hmm? Is there any place in Denver doing it? Just crushing it. Is Denver lame? Like Denver
the
is.
The problem is we don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not sure, but I think our St. Patrick's Day parade is one of the biggest in the country.
It used to be the biggest one west of the Mississippi.
Okay.
That Who was, when, that like, was when I used to dance in it.
It's Chicago west or east of the Mississippi?
I don't remember.
I have to believe it's east if we were the biggest parade.
Because Chicago's the die the river.
I do have a question, you know, just to get off tangent for a minute. So I should go out on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my gosh, we're going out.
It's like Dane's favorite holiday.
It's mine too. Oh, great. It's so fun.
We're going. But you,
yeah, like, we're going
so
out.
You guys will actually hang out with me?
Yeah.
100%.
Great.
Like I went out, I jumped on the morning show's like parade
float
and then jumped off at the halfway point.
And then we got drinks together.
And then I drank one of those car bombs.
Yeah,
it was like
did.
Pre-made and it was like curdled.
Curdled.
And it was like, horrifying. Anyway, knowing that Denver knows how to party and we find any opportunity, is anybody really doing something tonight or should I just go home? I can go home.
But you could meet someone.
Stop making it about that. It's more to me, like I don't want to go and just like, I just want to go and like have some gumbo and like what's a cool spot? I know we got some texts, but we got a couple calls too. Paul?
Yes.
Where should I go tonight, or what's the best Fat
Lincoln
Tuesday?
Lincoln Roadhouse over in South Pearl.
So it's right there at I-25 and whatever. Like you just jump off the road. Did Elvis used to eat there?
What?
I don't know. I'm not that old.
No, don't. Bro, I'm not that old. But I think
that's an insane answer.
No, but I'm saying I think they live for it because they like the fried, like he liked this weird peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
I think when he used to come into town, he used to stay over there at the, what is that, the dorm rooms for Metro State over there for 38 Viaduct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so why Lincoln Roadhouse? I know they have gumbo. What happens there tonight?
They have the best crawfish boil, and the band is live. People are live.
My band.
This is not too far from me.
No, it's not. It's right off of I-25 and like whatever South Pearl. It's like, and you could go to like a sushi joint.
Yeah, you get off on Louisiana.
Louisiana. So I roll in there solo tonight. Am I going to be killed?
No, not at all. It's your
maybe killed with love.
Yeah, there you go. Killed with booze.
I think he said booze, not boobs.
Oh, no, I heard booze.
I'm not going.
All right, Paul, thank you. I don't want to be killed with boobs. Karen?
Yay.
Fat Tuesday, where to go?
Old Town Arvada. At the Old Town Social, they're having a Fat Tuesday celebration with gator bites, deep-fried gator bites, muffaletta sandwiches, and Mardi Gras shots.
Oh, that's the place to go.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Old Town Arvada. That's okay.
It's not that far.
I know.
Okay. That's why I go to therapy. It's great.
I was there this weekend. My new dog sitter lives there.
Okay, let's read some of the texts and then I will decide. Like, or I'll decide if I'm even going. Is anybody like really, like I've heard, what did the woman call us that said no?
Nono's Cafe in Littleton.
I don't
even
know what that is, but okay. Yeah. But no, sounds like New Orleans. So they're trying to do the.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got a text that says, slacker, I will meet you wherever, but I don't eat bottom feeders.
Crawfish. I don't eat them either.
Okay.
That's not helpful.
That's not super helpful, but they're willing to meet you.
As a bottom feeder, I hope you don't.
The pig in the sprout downtown.
Pig in the sprout.
Marijuana mansions, Mardi Gras masquerade.
Okay.
A lot of M's.
I don't have any further details on that. I'm sorry.
So can we just put this on social or something, and then I'll decide that way, and then I'll just like...
Yeah.
I just don't know what to...
I don't know why you're in such a bad mood about it.
Because
but...
you... Here was the thing. I was going to try to go.
Stanley's Marketplace. Go there.
Where?
Stanley's Marketplace.
Stanley Marketplace. Yeah. I don't think there's anything New Orleans about it. There's a sushi joint. There's a barbecue joint.
Is that a food hall?
There's a beer hall there.
I don't know. It says that they're supplying stuff.
Best bet is Lincoln Roadhouse.
Like someplace that already does.
Because that place is called, is it Lincoln Roadhouse?
Lincoln's Roadhouse.
Yeah, Lincoln's Roadhouse. And then the sign also
I'm going to go because you're going to say something.
Cajun Cafe!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't even care if it's Olympic related.
Oh, it's
news or nope.
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope. That's where you get the news of the day. Could be Olympic related.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Oh, for the love. I hate it when she's this excited. What is this?
Announced today.
I know what she's talking about.
Finally, you know, our speculation. We're getting a Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special.
Yes, we are.
Just on TV. She's not going to tour as Hannah.
Unless she announces that. I don't think she's ever really going to tour again.
Yeah, she said that she's kind of done touring.
Touring even as Miley.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
She doesn't like it she had some like actually legit, she can do whatever she wants. She had a legit reason.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But she is doing some sort of, it's this event that's hosted by Alex Cooper. She hosts Call Her Daddy. It's like filmed in front of a live studio audience. It's an interview with Miley. And I don't know what else is. I don't know. I'm just really excited about this because Hannah Montana was my life.
Okay. I stand by it. Hannah Montana was it.
What age would be the beginning and end of Hannah Montana being your life?
What year did it come out? Oh, well, the 20th.
It was 20,
So I was.
Hack is over everyone. You know what day of the week it is?
I was 12 and you were 10. Like, that is like.
Yeah.
Prime.
Because she was our age.
Yeah.
I mean, she still is.
And she's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have friends who are not thrilled about Alex Cooper hosting it, and I think it's perfect.
I don't know. I used to really love Alex Cooper, and now I'm like, she's not who I thought she was. Like, she's kind of a terrible interviewer.
Really?
But she'll get it out of him. That's the thing.
I think they just sit and just give it up anyway. You go on her show and give it up, but she's not getting it.
Sure. But she's got the reputation of
of it being Miley, like, there is a better chance than, you know, she's had other people on where it's like, this is serving nothing.
Yeah.
She's also
our age.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like it.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to out yourself, Tiak, but you had sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you were more into Miley than the average male of your age. You were.
Yeah, for sure.
Because your sisters had to be like...
Because I was like a young teen when it came out, but my sisters were younger and very into it.
It was so just on in the house.
I saw it a lot. I've probably seen every episode. Yeah. I was not as like a diehard fan as they are, but I have seen
it.
Were
you
and it was
like
awesome.
Attracted to her?
Yeah, I like the blonde wig.
Okay. I wasn't trying to be weird, but it's like...
I like, is it Emily Osment?
Yeah.
I like the friend was always really cute, I thought.
Lily.
Okay. Yeah.
So will Are they shooting a show, or is it just this interview?
Just this like one thing. It's going to be on Disney Plus on March 24th.
Right before our birthday.
Okay, well, that's exciting news.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have not only Olympic news, I have Olympic and Taylor Swift news together.
Oh, that's right.
A video featuring the Blade Angels, which is the trio of women figure skaters who are representing the U.S. I think it actually started today.
Yes. Sorry, I'm so far behind, but I'm ready now.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. So yeah, Taylor Swift, her song Opalite is playing behind this video introducing these three women, and she's also narrating it. Yes, thank you. That's enough of that. If you got Opalite on there, you can play
that. I can do that.
Amber Glenn, Alyssa Liu, I believe it's pronounced, and Isabu Levito. I'm really excited to watch this. She talks about like each of them a little bit, and then you can just go watch the thing. I'll post it to our stories on Instagram at the Slacker Show, but it's really cute. I just like, she just supports the girls always.
I do get that, and I do love that about her.
It's like a solid hype trailer.
Yeah, you feel ready to run through a wall.
Okay.
Maybe even better than our music video for the Broncos.
Skate through a wall.
I like that.
Can I do a quick Olympic update that I don't think you were ready for, but I just need, like, you know when you're doing a telethon, you're like, now we've raised 100, and they go, do we have a tally of cries during the Olympic?
Oh.
How many times has Erica fallen apart during the...
I've only cried, like, 5 times. And no sobs. Just the beauty of the Olympics has gotten to me about 5 times.
I think tonight's going to be the night, though, where it
Tomorrow, because I think tomorrow's when they finish.
Oh.
Finish what? Is the Olympics almost over?
No. The figure skaters, the women figure skaters, because they do short program tonight, and then they do their freestyle, which is the longer program tomorrow.
I was in an establishment, and they had the Olympics on behind me on a TV, and I was with my buddy Josh, and he pointed, and I turned around. So I have seen... Wow. Some of the Olympic Games this year.
That's like, I watched like 14. Every single.
I have never been this fan of, or this big of a fan of curling as I have with.
Oh my God, what
Canada
a crazy
versus,
year!
What was it, Sweden?
Yeah, you blew us up with some texts of like, you were like really hot about it.
No way.
Like, they're cheating! You don't understand!
It's a gentleman's sport, meaning there's no referees, there's like no umpires, and. Canada is just like, we didn't do it, F you, which you can't do during a gentleman's sport as well. That's a no-no. And they're like, we have footage. You're touching the rock.
He touched it. The good news is men's and women's curling doing very well for U.S.
Okay. Hack?
Yes?
Save this dirge of a news or no.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have a lengthy list
boy,
here.
You're not helping.
Sometimes the news stories just choose themselves. It's time for another round of birthday hugs. Yeah!
By the way, my mom plays along with this. She always texts me when these happen.
Love it. Okay,
so.
Yeah, feel free to text anyone. Text in 303-222-5423.
Quick programming note question. Coming up very soon, March 28th. Will you be doing a round of birthday hugs that day?
That's a and see what kind Saturday.
I'll do a special edition. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Starting off, turning 35 today, Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, Shameless, Calvin Klein. Most notably.
I'm going to say with a staunch record of only liking women.
Yeah.
His nose is weird, but
he's a little ratty.
He's just smolder. He's just got this James Dean sort of energy that's like.
Yeah, I'm with Erica a little bit. If you saw him on Shameless when he was much younger, you didn't quite see the hunk. Now he's become a hunk, and I still see kind of the younger guy in there, but I will give it to him.
I like
Calvin Klein
to judge this by, like, would I want to be approached in a bar by them if I were single?
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
Really?
I don't think I'd
He doesn't strike you as, like, he is going
if he approached me in the bar, I would have never seen his Calvin Klein ads.
So you don't know what's under the hood.
Right.
Okay, also turning 35 today, Ed Sheeran.
No.
He's better now.
Okay.
He's got some stylist.
He's very fit now.
Yeah, what was that on a magazine?
Men's Health.
Okay. UK. All the tattoos, all
that. Again, if he approached me in a bar, and, he, and I'm saying, and they weren't famous. Okay. These are normal people.
Yeah,
normal
with an acoustic guitar.
No, you know, he's a ginger. I can't.
One of my worst nightmares.
Somebody, like a mariachi is like,
no, just like a man trying to serenade me. I'm like, it's so awkward.
Yeah. Even if it was great, though, even if it was like,
yeah.
Unless I was already in love with you, I don't want to be played to one-on-one.
It's like the Barbie movie.
Yes.
All right, we have quite a few. So we'll go a little faster. Here. Turning 45, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Hunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
He is one of the few child into adult.
Yeah.
Doesn't
cutie.
Seem to be screwed up. Like, he's hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turning 52 today, Jerry O'Connell.
No. He's hard pass. Stand by Me, married to Rebecca Romijn. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Too much going on up here.
Yeah, he's done some work, and he's a little
villain.
Fakey.
No, I just Googled Jerry Coleman. I don't know who that is.
Is he a hunk or not? Is it his birthday?
Turning 61 today, director Michael Bay, who, when I did some Googling,
he's kind of
handsome back in the day.
He looks like Tony Hawk a little.
When he was doing Transformers and that stuff. Oh, no.
I lost my pick. I would say in the past, hunk. Yeah. Currently,
no.
No. Okay.
Turning 63 today, His Royal Airness, Michael Jordan from North Carolina.
No.
Okay. Well, we also turning 63, Larry the Cable Guy.
We'll
64 today, Lou Diamond Phillips from La Bamba. Slacker, the La Bamba case.
He was pretty hot. Back in the day, he was very good looking, very ripped.
What?
Yeah. Lou Diamond Phillips, you'd know him.
And then finally, turning 70 today, Richard Karn. He's known as Al on Home Improvement and from his many infomercials, such as the pocket hose and the silver bullet.
All right, buddy. All right. You should have quit quite a while ago.
Not a hunk.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
You guys, I'm going to talk about things we're not supposed to talk about.
Every day. But
No, this is one we're really not supposed to talk about.
The seven deadlies?
No.
Okay,
but it's really close to that.
What?
Hold on. I'm confused.
The seven deadly, there's seven words we're not allowed to say.
I assume seven deadly sins. And I was like, why can't we talk about that?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I think, I mean, obviously, f-
okay.
Yeah. How many?
Five more.
How many dumps do we have in a day? Okay, so there's that. But no, it's not that. Any other guesses before I just... What?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Just, you gotta go.
It's podcasts.
Mm, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Well, I mean, we're on the radio. Mm-hmm. And like, we want you to listen to the radio. Because like, you're in your car. We want you to listen to the radio. Like,
yeah.
That's what,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is what we do. And like... We want you to consume this, and now more and more people listen to podcasts, and I get it. But like, some people don't know how to hook that up in their car. Ha, ha, ha. Don't figure it out. Just keep listening to us.
Don't figure it out.
That's why we're not supposed to talk about this.
But also, if you are a podcast listener, feels dirty. It feels dirty saying it. Like, you can listen through the Odyssey app to us, and it'll feel like a podcast.
This is what happened to me recently. Like, you guys have been a part of one, like Costco Jamie.
Yeah.
She listens to our whole show. She works at Costco like overnight.
Yeah.
So she listens to our whole show like at 3 a.m. But she doesn't have to listen from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. because, dirty little secret, a lot of the commercials are gone during the podcast.
Right.
There's still a couple.
Right.
But most, it's like, so our whole show gets boiled down to a much, you don't have to listen for 4 hours. It's more like an hour and a half.
Right. Yeah.
It's just the meat.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't listen to the music, but if you're more of a podcast listener, this is for you.
Yes. And I just always just thought Jamie's weird and she listens to us a different way than
other
people.
I don't think
she's
weird.
No, so this is what's happened. Two or three people, like when we were going around to schools and kids would come up and go, I watch you all the time. It's like, no, you're getting confused. You hear us all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, they see our videos. And then one of the little kids I talked to was like, I've seen your videos, but my mom listens to the podcast. And I was like, you mean listens to this no, you don't.
She probably means the podcast.
They listen to the, like, we're not competing with podcasts. We are a podcast.
I have a friend who literally thought that I was now on a podcast.
For real?
She did not know that I was, she said, how's your job? Is
like
it better than radio? And I said, it is radio. What do you mean?
So she's catching it the way Jamie does and the way this girl's mom does.
Yes.
And like, so I don't know why I'm saying this on the air other than to just break a rule, because we're never supposed to mention we're in competition. Like, you don't want to point anybody away from here, right?
Yeah, right.
But if you go to the Odyssey app and you listen live, or you listen within a certain number of hours after the show, like, It's
awesome. We want you to do that. Like, if you're a person who just wants to consume it, just like, I want to hear Erica yell at Slacker faster.
True.
Can I break another rule?
Oh,
as long as we're doing it,
put your pants back on.
Okay.
All right. You don't have to go to the Odyssey app. We're on anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, that is true.
If you want to stream us live in the car, Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's the only place
if you want to listen, catch up on demand, you want to catch up later like Costco Jamie does, you want to listen tonight in the morning while you work out or whatever, we're everywhere, baby.
You could go to the green one. You could go to the purple
one. That's the thing, because like Costco Jamie wasn't using the one. She was using the one with the
green one.
Yep.
The green one.
Boom.
Or the purple one. Is the purple? Is it still purple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, remember we did Colorado Dunn. Somebody came up and they were another like listener at 3 a.m. We all met her.
Yeah.
She was
Sharon.
Like, there we go.
Yeah.
Maybe not give her whole name.
We can bleep that.
We got a couple left. Everyone be careful the rest of the
same. I have the rest of the words.
Use all the rest of the words. No. Don't. Maybe one.
Does one start with a C?
Yeah.
And rhyme with TikTok?
Yes. No, I think you can say.
I don't know what word you're referring to.
A rooster?
Oh my. With TikTok?
Guys, the bleep button's recharged.
Anyway, all this to say, I just had a revelation that we are, like, we're a podcast, you guys.
I love it.
Like, I know we have been, but
I've
always thought.
I feel a little bad that you're just captain.
No, but like, I just didn't think that many of our listeners listen that way. I never thought of talking about, hey, just catch the whole show. If you like, I'm not saying you don't want to hear Opalite. Because you probably do. You want to hear a great song and then us talking about whatever and then back and forth.
Or you're in your car, you got to pick your kids up or whatever. Like, yeah, just tune in that way. But if you're later, you got your headphones on or whatever, you're in the tub.
It's just picturing somebody on a...
I want them in the tub.
Or listening to us in the tub.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of somebody on a Peloton.
Okay. I'm trying to get my pants off again.
The word is...
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Welcome to the year of the horse.
I am so excited for this.
We are officially out of the year of the snake, which is about like shedding all the bad things. Okay, actually, I want to rewind.
Okay.
I thought it was we're officially out of the year of the snake, which is all about shedding. Things.
The snake.
There we go. You can't really do it for like another 6 years or whatever it is. I thought that the year of the snake was all about shedding only bad things. And I was having a hard time with that because I was like, I had like the best year of my life. Like,
yeah, you didn't have to. Oh.
I didn't feel shedding anything. But then my friend, who's really into this more than I am and much more knowledgeable, was like, well, you shedded like the girlfriend title. You became fiance.
Oh.
You shedded like your old job. You shedded an old city. Really a busy year. So it's not just about bad things.
Just shedding in general.
Yeah, just like just getting ready for some new stuff.
Today is like the first day, right?
Yeah.
Which today's makes sense for a snake because they shed their skin because it's just time, not because the skin's
bad
or it's just, it is time to evolve, to move on or whatever.
Does anyone else feel like they shed anything last year?
It, weirdly, you just said the word rotten. This is unrelated, but I just have to get this out somewhere on the show.
Go for it, man.
I've been opening my refrigerator lately and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Okay.
So there's a shedding moment in here. There's a shedding. So my buddy Ben wanted chicken wings for the Super Bowl. So we brought these restaurant supply bags that are like huge. They're like 5 pounds. And I forgot he brought two. So I smoked one whole one. And then the other one is in a drawer, my bottom crisper drawer. I just don't, like, I don't go down there very much.
So you have raw.
So I, like, I kept opening it and I'd like look in the produce drawer and I'm like, what is going on? And then like last night I opened it. The bag had leaked. It's the drawer is full of blood, but it's spoiled, rotten, dead chicken blood. It is.
Aaron were synchronized. Face.
Your hands are going to go up. That's also the drawer where all my Chick-fil-A sauces are.
So you have to get rid of
them. They're just all floating and rotting chicken blood.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry. So then I had to pick up the drawer. And then just dump the whole thing into the trash and then just clean it with fire. But I feel like, because that was before,
right?
I shed.
You shed, yeah.
I shed my dead chicken blood.
It's also really good that you cleaned yesterday because there's some superstitions for the first day of
You're
the
not
new
supposed
year.
To sweep or clean or cut anything today. You're not supposed to wear white or black. Sorry, Slacker.
You're also not supposed to wash your hair or your clothes. Good thing you don't have hair. I'm sorry.
I washed my chest hair and back hair today.
Slacker, I do need to bring something up.
Oh, what the hell?
You're not supposed to express any negative words or... So you're rubbing basically everything you've done today except the cleaning or the washing hair. You have rubbed all the good luck for this coming year, the year of the horse off.
All of, like I get nothing?
Well, probably not nothing.
Because I saw on Facebook there was like... there's some sort of... real event happening in Denver this weekend. Like, I think with the big...
Oh, they always have the dragon.
Yes, the big dragon. Yes. Like there's a big actual event. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And I was thinking about going to it to try to, like, glom onto some of the... But if I already blew it today...
No.
Because look, I'm black head to toe.
You could
speaking
probably
of that,
do it, maybe...
Hack, just real quick.
Oh, he's trying to hack his shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're so excited about.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know what the year of the horse really is about, though?
More than anything.
Perfect. It's specifically the fire horse this year. So you're going to be focused on movement, progress, and overcoming obstacles. I think these are all good things for you, man.
Yeah, but if you're saying, why didn't you tell me this
yesterday?
Do you understand how much negativity I've like spewed forth today?
Well, there's a little bit of time left in the day. Maybe you can focus on...
Does it say anything about pulling up on the yoke? Like, is there a way to like... If I do something really good.
Mm. You need to move your body, wear red / lucky colors, red, pink, and purple. Mm-hmm. Eat symbolically, which is eat fish for abundance, and in some cultures, rice cake soup to mark the new year. You can open your windows and doors. I think you could.
I can pull this out.
We've got light.
Okay.
Yeah. I really might have some fish in your fridge somewhere that you forgot about.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Sorry. So we were talking. Erica's got me. You got me stoked.
Yeah. It's the year of the fire horse.
You also have told me that I am screwed because I've had too much negative energy today.
Yeah, well, we're working on it.
We're just not going into the year maybe as best as we could, but that doesn't mean that the year is going to be bad.
She said that if I said...
I did.
If I wear all black, hello.
Well, Aaron said that part.
I just got my Jordan 4 black cats, so I had to wear black.
Right.
And I washed my hair today.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wash your hair.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to wash your hair today. Why
did you wash your hair?
No.
Did you know this before?
No.
So you're just gross?
No, I don't wash it every day. Women don't wash their hair every day.
I know, but why today? Why was today a non-day?
Because I washed it yesterday.
Okay. Aaron, did you wash your hair?
I did not. I washed it yesterday, but I did know. So I was planning it.
I washed it yesterday, I think, is a lie from both of them.
Yeah.
Are you saying that our hair looks dirty?
No, I'm just saying.
Doesn't look clean.
I washed it yesterday.
Just saying, unprovable.
Okay, so we have more facts about this Chinese New Year thing. Can we look up where that thing is this weekend? Because there is really a thing.
Oh,
the 20th and the 21st, is that this weekend?
That is.
Somewhere down south, Havana.
Oh.
I think somebody is doing. The Arvada, no, maybe not
Denver
Arvada.
Denver Botanic Gardens.
No. It's Denver County is doing it. I remember Jared Polis, J-Bone, made some announcement that we're doing a two-day celebration somewhere for the Chinese New Year.
The 22nd annual Colorado Chinese New Year celebration was last weekend.
There's another one on the 20th and 21st, I'm telling you.
Oh, Havana Street.
Havana, thank you. That's what I was trying to think of.
On Sunday, February 15th.
Shut your mouth.
We missed it.
No, I swear somebody's doing it the 20th and 21st. I swear.
Okay.
Oh my God, if I'm wrong, I'm going to be so sad.
I don't know. Okay. Well, I have, I've looked up our birth years and the animal associated with it and what that means going into the new.
So what your animal means going into the horse, into the fire horse.
And I don't know what mine is. Do you guys know what yours is?
Yeah.
Like what year you were born?
I think
I've seen this before and I feel like it's good for me, but I don't remember any of it.
But you don't remember if you were like a rooster?
No, I think my wife has sent it to me before. I can never remember.
I feel like I am a rooster. Bless you, princess.
You are a rooster.
Am I?
And so is Erica. You guys are both roosters.
And our birthdays are one day apart.
Twinsing.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter on the day. It's the years.
I know,
but that's wild. That's it. So there's also intentions that goes with this. And your guys's is, I stand tall in my radiant success.
That's what it means if a rooster goes into a horse. I wasn't trying to be. No, you know what I'm saying.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying.
So this year for you guys, the fire horse year is throwing a brilliant spotlight on your meticulous hard work and dedication. Expect significant recognition, heartfelt applause, and a wonderful boost to your professional reputation. Your sharp eye for detail and impeccable style will help you navigate this year's speed with total unshakable confidence. You are exactly where you need to be. And your future is looking incredibly bright.
I like that we're combined on that. That means
I just
show's doing good things this year.
I love everything you just said. And it felt like that. Does it say that I just screwed it? Like, could I? Like, if I didn't
it's
just.
It's deleting right now. Actually.
No, because I did do the negative thing. But I'm also my negative thing that I've been doing all day.
Oh, gosh.
Without putting too much. I'm not going to talk about it on the radio. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about this.
Yeah.
It was about.
Excellence.
Our hard work ethic and our excellence. So it's like, I feel like maybe I was inspired to be that way because the rooster is going into a horse.
I don't like when you phrase it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The roosters were going, it's like a turducken.
Uh-huh.
It's a rooster horsing.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I like
for
it
you
though.
Both.
This is good.
Yeah. I couldn't beat Erica. Fist bump. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. T-Hack.
Okay.
What did you think you were again?
I don't remember.
You don't know?
I think he's a kitty cat. Is that,
is that even an option?
I don't know if it is.
What about it is a tiger? For him. He's a kitty cat.
That's nice.
No, none of those. You are a goat.
Oh, the goat, perhaps.
Your intention is I am surrounded by love, luck, and light.
Mm. Okay.
This says, as the horse's
him.
Best and most trusted friend, you are the lucky star of 2026. A beautiful, harmonious flow follows you everywhere, bringing effortless ease to your professional projects and deep, nourishing sweetness to your personal relationships.
Ooh.
Which this is what he focused on with his manifesting word for 2026.
That's right.
Which is
savor.
Savor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your creativity is overflowing like a spring, making this the perfect year to beautify your life, your home, and your spirit.
Okay. Very cool.
Are you working on something for the home?
Yes. We've got lots of new chairs. We're like, we have things. That's unbeknownst. I did not realize that, but okay.
You know what happens when a goat goes into a horse.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The goat.
I think it that might be a donkey. No, that's a
donkey is an option, I think.
No. Is that one of the things you could be?
I think so.
One of the animals, I believe
it is?
So.
Donkey?
Okay.
So. Guys, this is all good news so far.
Very professionally sparkly.
Because here's the thing. Erica and I can get the show, like we're doing the show thing, right?
Right.
And then you don't even have to think about it because we got that. Right. And then you bring all that other thing.
But it did say he has lots of creativity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God, this
I'm kind of like the idea man, you know? It's like, I think they got me in Slacker mixed.
And last but not least.
I don't know if I'm insulted or if I'm. All right, so what are you?
I am the pig. My intention.
Cut it there, please. I need that audio.
I just want to say there have been times, can we talk about it?
Yep.
Let's talk about the cupcake incident.
Where Aaron ate.
They brought 14? The mini cupcakes and there was like 24 total.
Right.
And then we just keep looking over and every time it's like, is Erin really savoring each cupcake or is she?
My word is not savor, buddy. It is secure. I am secure in those cupcakes.
It was literally.
I think I had
like,
I know, but I think I had four and I was like, that is enough.
And then we were like, I think she's at 11. She's like, 14.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to the rest of them, by the way.
I do.
Yeah, I don't know.
What happens when you put...
I think you finished
them. No, I don't know if I did.
What happens when
remember.
You shove a pig into a horse, Aaron?
My intention is I nurture a life of abundance and peace. Your generous golden spirit is a smoothing beacon of light in the fast-moving year of 2026. While the world gallops by, you are finding the most delicious... and mindful ways to enjoy every moment of the journey. Okay. Your financial stars are steady and shining, and your home life feels like a true sanctuary of joy and connection.
That feels like it fits with your manifestation word of secure.
I have paid off my credit card. I have paid off my loan. So I'm very into this. I believe it.
Should we get... cupcake?
Yes!
No! The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I did something for the first time recently, and I think it exposes why I'm not much of a catch.
Wait, hold on. You're married.
Yes.
No, but let's be honest. When he's not in the room, we're all like, how?
I know. You have... out batted your field.
He's out kicked his cover.
I like out batted my field though.
Yeah.
I will be using
it's the same.
You've done it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think you're a catch.
And I think you understand that you out batted your field. Because you are still trying to constantly
not constantly, because there's times where he's just frustrated with her and it's like, buddy, when you're when it's because it's like it's not even like he's JV and she's professional. They're not even in the same sport.
No, come on.
She's in NFL.
You're insulting her though because she picked him.
I know, but I think she was just.
I think he means a little of that.
Yeah,
what's going on there?
I think she was like, "Well, this one will never cheat."
Okay. Well, this has gotten really dark.
Okay. So we went out for Valentine's Day. We were able to go out. My parents were in town. So not even do we have a sitter, but they're not on the clock. So it's like we have the whole
you
night.
You can just get nutty.
Yeah. So we go to dinner. But At Crinelli's. Oh, the best. My favorite place.
Did they still have the gnocchi?
They did.
Oh, you need
guys, we
to
have to go and eat.
We're going
to
go. We just pick a day and we're just going to go.
Okay. So, but beforehand, I get the flowers for the date. Pretty standard. And then I think to myself, you know what else I need to do before I take my beautiful wife out? Okay. Yeah, that was on
brush
the list.
My teeth.
Okay.
Cut my fingernails.
Did you arrange the flowers yourself?
No.
Oh.
I didn't.
No. Why would you do that?
Probably should have.
I will say this. No way would I attempt that. If AHAC were my bride.
AHAC is such a good florist, essentially.
And she enjoys it. That's
the thing. I just thought it might be cute if you tried.
I just kind of toss them at her. I'm like, you know what to
do.
Yeah.
With the scissors.
Yeah. Did you get flowers for Hazel?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, it's something with our date night that I feel like Slacker, you're a more cool guy. You're like a suave guy. And I feel like you definitely think to do this before a date.
Did you get your car cleaned?
You bing, did? Bing, bing.
You did?
For sure you do that.
Oh, I got my car washed, and I don't think I've ever done that before a date.
Oh, I thought and you meant ever.
Like, dude, I get down in. Like, I want it to feel like an Uber. I want it to smell, not overly, but like, you got to get the good cleaning products. Like, some, a little bit of vanilla, maybe, a little lavender, but not a lot.
Just not a lot.
But like, I get down in the cracks. It is a 2-hour. My car, you could eat off the seats.
Really?
I mean,
if you're
obviously
going on a date.
Oh yeah, I mean, my car is a sty right now because there's zero potential of dates. Like right now, it's just a pile of regret and like wrappers.
And you have a lot of clothes in your back trunk.
I did. I don't now. I usually, like, full disclosure, you never know when a client's going to go, we need Slacker tonight. So I have a button up in the back of my car in case I have to go to a thing.
But. Okay. I have just never thought, speaking of regret, I had a lot of regret for when I was dating in general, but especially dating my wife, because I don't think I've ever thought to do it because I'm not a car guy.
But you picked her up in your, there was stuff and you're you had to move stuff off the seat before she sat down?
I like lived in my car for a while. Like I had more than a dress shirt in the back.
Yeah. This is so real though. The first time Dane ever picked me up, I came home from after our second date the next morning, I had to go on a work trip. And I came back 24 hours later and he was picking me up. And I was like,
please tell me the car was clean. Please.
I don't know that it was clean. I was like, but you like the person. It doesn't matter.
And you never say anything. So he doesn't think, next time I should clean it. He just.
I would never have been to him like, your car is messy.
It's not a deal breaker. Like,
it's not.
I love and respect that you weren't mad and it wasn't a deal breaker.
Not at all.
But it would have been a deal maker had he done it. You would have got in and went, whoa. Like, you didn't notice that it was bad, but you would have damn sure noticed if it was like Uber X. If it was just...
Yes and no. I think it depends because I did date a car guy and I was like, I don't deserve to be in this car. Oh. Like, I'm going to spill something. I'm going to scratch something. I can't.
True.
But what if then... you know me. I'm not a car guy. But for you, I am. For today... You're my queen. Mm-hmm. You're getting in.
But
like,
that
goes
a difference.
That.
But if we take that and apply it to weddings, because that's the whole big thing you say about brides getting their makeup and their hair done, you don't want them to go the extra mile. You want them in their neutral setting.
That wasn't even me, Erica, who said that. I want to make that very clear.
Really? Yeah. Don't you want us to like...
I don't want McDonald's fries everywhere and like... What? But like,
you would have normally. You're just like, babe. I just didn't
babe. I just ate them on the way over. I don't know what.
Here's something interesting to me. If I'm like going on a date, we're getting in an Uber because we're gonna have some cocktails.
Okay, that's you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
So, it's been a long
time. They don't drink like that. They probably don't drink at all. Like, she had wine, you didn't.
For sure, yeah, exactly.
You had no drinks on.
Yeah. We went in and even sat at the bar, and I got a Coke.
Yeah, no,
that's
so
interesting.
That was wrong, too, I'm guessing.
No, it's fine. It's just, it's like, for me, if I'm going on a date, I kind of want to, like, get an Uber.
Yeah.
And then you're going to make out in the Uber?
Yeah, we're not going to make out in the Uber. We're going to make out when we get home.
When do I pick up french fries?
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. powered tailgate for easy loading, and a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability, the rugged Toyota Tacoma, and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We want to hear about your wardrobe malfunction. Like the time something. What happened with Katy Perry? It was like in one of our Australia shows, something weird happened.
I don't remember.
She was
very
like,
recently.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because like the wardrobe malfunction that I always think of is when Meredith was at work on The Office.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
was wearing
Casual
the
Friday.
Like the yes. And she was wearing like a super short dress kind of tube toppy thing. And like her boobs were hanging out. So then she like pulled it up, but then her bottom lower, and they just yeah. kept blurring top to bottom, bottom,
right,
bottom,
yes.
top to bottom.
So funny.
And it was just like
I have a pretty bad one from when I was in college. I've never really talked about it because it was so horrible.
Okay.
Skater skirts were really big at the time.
What's a skater where
it's like a circle skirt, like they're tight on your waist, but then they just like flow straight out, kind of like A-line.
Oh,
short though.
Okay. Taylor Swift red era
1989.
Or 1989. Yeah.
Okay. She wore the little skirt.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Aaron brought it up.
I did because I saw the skirt and immediately yeah. thought, yeah.
That is a total burn. She like, she did not. It's like somebody else bringing up her fiance. It's like not her fault.
Right.
Duche.
Not my fault.
Duche.
So I was wearing my sorority letters, you know, had my backpack on. It was great.
Oh my God.
I
it makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
You
like your accent came back. Like yeah. you're so California.
Cap Alpha Theta. Oh, shout out to my thetas. T Lam.
Oh,
Sisters for Life.
We're on the fence as to whether or not to hate Erica 4 minutes ago. It's confirmed. You
Unless
cannot stand this woman.
Another Theta almost hated me and now she's like,
oh,
actually,
she's like, oh, she's one right. of us. Secret right. handshake.
We don't have one of those.
Okay.
So anyway, I am leaving one of the buildings. I'm walking across campus and I'm getting a call from a girl I don't know very well. And I pick it up and she's like, your skirt is tucked all the way up into your backpack. I was just walking through campus.
With your ass
with
out?
With my butt out. And this is like a pretty conservative school. And I was not cool or like hot. So this was not like something where I was like, oh, funny. Like it was mortifying. And I just don't think I really talked about it since because it was mortifying.
Oh my God. Okay.
I wonder where that
I've
girl
been
is
too,
now.
But now I like, it wasn't a full thing, but you got to triple check that it's not.
Yeah. Now when I wear skirts, I'm like,
But isn't the worst part, because the way you were describing it, you had some swagger that day. You felt like you were crushing.
Yeah, it was like a letters day. Like all of us were wearing our letters. So everywhere you went, you saw the sorority girls in letters. And
you're just like strutting across the campus. And you're like, look at everybody looking at me.
And everyone's like, thinking, who's going to tell her that her butt's out?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did we figure out what happened to Katie?
It was more so just like a overall concert malfunction. There, she was like suspended from a metal sphere. And she was like,
I thought she had boobies out or something. Because we've like wardrobe malfunction can be anywhere, but we've done just calls on booby pop out moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it just,
you guys
got to wrangle those bad boys in.
She had her top fly off mid concert.
That's what it was. But she caught it.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I don't think anybody, but then she's just kind of singing the rest of a song, like doing the
holding on
hand
to it.
Over. Yeah. Which is impressive because she's...
Oh, one of her dancers like rehooked it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she does have something on underneath, so she would have been protected anyways. Okay. But yes, that's kind of like what, I mean, Beyonce on her like chaps got unbuckled and fell and one of her dancers came. Granted, she also had something under it.
She wasn't just going to expose the
Correct.
Whole. All right. Well, if you've had a weird, if you got exposed, we just call them wardrobe malfunctions and we'd love to hear your story too. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
What happened with that runner guy?
Oh my God. Was it like all out?
Yeah.
So he was a hurdler.
Yes. Even worse.
Mm. And he's wearing 1970s basketball shorts.
Okay.
Which you would think that they would be wearing spandex.
Or but like have some, a mesh liner or whatever.
Something. But there's sometimes where like there's dumb rules and like, no, you can't wear spandex.
And this
and I
man
don't get it.
Is.
He's packing.
Yeah.
Somebody is very lucky to know him. He's running. So you would imagine that he's not in his fully.
Right. Yeah.
But and then he has to keep jumping over hurdles. So like. He's running and trying to tuck it back in while he's running. Ooh. And then he does a hurdle and it's like, whop-bop.
And my it's, eye!
It's, yeah.
It's
this isn't the javelin contest.
Here's the thing. He won.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, he didn't.
He did. Yes, he came in first.
He did. He while like, still trying to like wrangle Horton Hears a Who back into his cage.
I feel like that would be good and like motivation to... Get it
How
done?
You can't run fast you know? Like
well,
wind
he's
resistance?
Like, get me out of here!
Yeah.
So he came in first. His junk took second. I think.
Oh my gosh, T-Hack.
Might have been the other way around, actually. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Trust me, the junk set a PR. It was so huge. I always tell this story and it's really tragic and I probably shouldn't tell it in front of Erica because she's going to freak out. There was a friend of mine, we were playing a show and we all wore very tight jeans back in the day.
Okay.
And he was on stage and I was like trying to tell him he had like bubble, like it, like chewed bubble gum on the like crotch area of his
no,
pants.
No, he didn't.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like pointing. And-
No! Chewed bubble gum is how you're gonna describe it. Because
it looked exactly like pink bubble gum, like on his pants. And I'm like, there's gum on your pants. And then he looked down and it was just, it was like basically what a hernia does to like your intestines or whatever. It was just a tiny little hole in his jeans. And the berries were like, they came out. Just enough of the berries.
Thank you so much for that sound you just made. You're disgusting.
Okay, I'll do it this time. Here we go. There we go. Just enough came out
yours
to look like bubble gum on his jeans. The worst part was so I was like kind of little... side stage and I'm trying to like flick it off of him.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. They were opening for me.
You gotta finish that.
I'm literally just like looking to Aaron for like safety because I because
you can picture it.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Wardrobe malfunctions. We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about wardrobe malfunctions, weird things that have gone wrong with your wardrobe. Apparently, somebody needs to comment on what happened to Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Steve?
Yay.
Yay. What do you have to say here?
Oh, the skirt and the backpack?
Yeah.
I work on a campus, and that's called the hungry backpack.
Oh, no.
It's actually it quite often.
A name. Your reaction makes it so much more worth it.
It was just so embarrassing.
But does it feel better to know that it happens so much right. that now got there's a name. Nickname? Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Aaron.
There's a glass half
full. You don't have to be pretty or ugly. It happens to everyone.
Okay. There you go. Thanks, Steve.
Jenny?
Yes, I.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened to you?
Okay, this would be the normal. You're coming out of a swimming pool and your top is down story, but I come out of the water and there's this huge iguana. So I run up to this iguana and I'm like, an iguana. So this guy comes running down to look at the iguana and I look over and his wife is head to toe in a burka. And I'm standing there shouting about the iguana with my boob hanging out to this guy.
Oh, no.
I know.
Did you, again, okay. I don't know, like, how do you not know?
Well, there's an iguana. She's not paying attention.
She was way too excited.
Oh, I get, really?
Iguana.
So yeah. All we need to have is something to distract you and...
Okay.
A reptile?
It's gross.
I mean... If it's shiny, no, just kidding. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Jenny. That got weird. Jaden.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Oh, it was really bad. I was in seventh grade. It was like first week of school. We were in gym playing kickball, and I wanted to like really impress my crush, and so I was up to kick. And I kicked, and my leg went way far above my head. I fell. My pants ripped front to back. And it was the day that I found out I became a woman.
No! Your pants ripped on that day?
I was mortified. And, of course, both my parents were at work, so they couldn't come help me at all. So I just had to go to the nurse, and they wrapped. Or, no, they gave me some, like, sweaty old gym pants that had been there for, like, 20 years.
That's the worst.
Transfer
oh my
schools.
Gosh.
You gotta
that
move
would
on
happen
with your life.
Though. Girls would be walking around in gym shorts, and it was like,
yeah,
oh yeah,
that's yeah. the worst.
Horrifying.
Your crush will never forget you.
All right, thank you, Jaden. Shauna.
Yes.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Oh boy. So I was wearing a wrap skirt in college, and I stood up to take my test. And put it at the professor's desk. And I'm sure you can guess what happened. It fell off. And there I was.
It unwrapped.
Hold on. The wrap skirt doesn't have like something that fastens. You just.
Well, it sure does. But it untied and then. Whoop.
And you just kept walking. You're like.
Bare butt.
No, but I did stand there for a full 3 seconds in shock before I grabbed it.
Yeah, and 3 seconds feels like an hour, especially when the whole class is like, hello.
How'd you do on the test? Did you need, like, extra points?
Oh, my gosh, Aaron.
Crushed it.
I'm re-enrolling next year. This is the best class ever.
Oh, okay.
Or should I say I mooned it?
Were you wearing underwear?
Thankfully I was wearing my cute underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, so covering your butt.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Check Aaron's Instagram. She does it.
Rude.
But it was embarrassing.
No, that's mortifying.
Yeah.
Thank
During
you.
During class.
Jennifer?
Yay.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Yeah. So I was at, I'm not kidding, I was at my brother's reception for his wedding. Oh, no. And I had a dress that was like kind of like a tube top. It didn't have any straps, right?
Oh, no.
I had put sticky tape, you know, for to tape it to my chest so it wouldn't
hold
come
the
out.
Girls in.
Yeah. Oh, man. The things you guys have to do.
Yeah.
Too easy. Yeah. I didn't make the rules.
You don't have to hold them in. What are you doing that for?
Okay, so what happened?
I know that at some point it like slipped a little below and the tape, you know, because I checked the bathroom mirror and like it.
They're out.
It like you have a slip? A slip at your brother's wedding?
At some point, I probably did.
What I don't understand, okay. We've talked, I mean,
people
I have
that
to
the
keep,
high point.
But how do you not know? How do you not feel the, like.
When you have 1.5 drinks in you.
Yeah.
Your girls, drunk or sober, aren't used to air contact.
How do you know that?
Well, no. It wasn't like all the way. I think it was just like a little.
Oh,
like
no.
A little
you think it was like a little bit out for a long time?
I don't know.
Yeah, so then the cousins are like, and you're who like, wants to dance with Aunt Jenny?
No, it's like, who wants to tell her? Because that's embarrassing too. Mm,
yeah.
Because another girl can just go kind of like pull their own shirt up and be like,
right.
With your head. Yeah. And like,
but like if her brother saw it. Ruin his bride.
Would you rather have a little out for a long time or a lot out for a little time?
A lot out for a little time.
You okay. Would? You'd rather like flash and be done?
Right, because then you're like, what? A little out for a long time?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. It's probably a lot of photos.
Yes, yeah. Photos.
Grandpa keeps talking to me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Ew.
All right, Jennifer. Yeah,
you're gross.
The tape doesn't always
it
work.
Is Grandpa.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about creepy things you do when you're alone.
Not necessarily creepy. It can just be ugly.
Can I make it creepy?
Stinky.
No, you're right. It's just, it's like, can you give us an example? Like, what is the...
So, in my single days, it was like... Oh, well, it's just like, it's different now. I'm almost never home alone. But
right.
In my single days, I would just wear the ugliest outfit I have. Like the biggest, ugliest, rattiest t-shirt.
I definitely look like Adam Sandler when I'm home alone.
Yes, that's the best way to put it.
But what if there's a fire and a hot firefighter comes?
I'm still clothed.
I know, but don't you want to look a little money? Don't you want to look?
No, because am I preparing for a fire? That seems like negative manifesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I'm not saying this with you having a fiance that you adore, but like if you were trying to manifest a hot guy showing up, maybe the fire wouldn't be the worst thing.
I'd be really worried if a hot man showed up at my door when I was single and alone.
Really?
Is he trying to kill me?
No, he's the fireman. He's trying to save you.
Sir, there's not a fire here. What are you doing?
She's probably in her house lighting fires.
No.
Trying to get firemen. The reason this started, there was some article asking, like, do you wear deodorant when you're alone?
That's such an interesting question because do you?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go shirt deodorant. Like it's like,
but
I don't care if I'm going.
You're not leaving the house.
Shirt deodorant. Like I want to smell good.
Your kids are at their mom's.
Great. Shirt deodorant.
the dogs
you're right,
are away.
There are times where there's no shirt. So then no deodorant.
That's what I was just going to. Yeah. You got to go no shirt sometimes if you're home alone.
You've said before you mow your lawn without a shirt on. I almost never take my shirt off.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's how you get a nice little glow.
I go without suns out, guns out, like sleeveless shirt, but I don't do anything.
I just have my shirt off. It's very different.
I can't imagine how white your torso is then.
It's pretty white.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
You want me to take my shirt off?
Nope.
Yeah.
Sure don't.
I mean, if you want.
I was at a party last weekend where the person whose house it was made a rule that all men had to not have their shirts on.
Had to not?
Yes.
So they had to take off their shirts.
I walk in and they're like, no shirts. And I was like, what?
What kind of party were you
drunk
at?
Men after a golf tournament.
Nailed it.
Checked
yep.
out. Gotcha. All right. So back to being alone.
Yeah. Oh, I also
oh boy.
Eat like girl dinners. to the extreme. When my fiance's in town,
do you know what a girl did?
Home, mm-hmm. he's grilling steak or chicken or something every night. It's like chicken, vegetable, rice, or potatoes or something.
Tiak and I don't have any clue what a girl dinner is.
No.
Can you walk us through?
Guys, like, where were you in like 2021? Girl dinners are
fighting COVID. I was on the front lines.
Sitting somewhere with my shirt on.
Yes.
Okay, well, girl dinner is like no protein. The ultimate girl dinner is the Caesar salad, the Diet Coke, and French fries.
Yeah.
No protein. What? So it's when so my fiance is gone, the number one thing I do is say, no protein.
What?
I'm or, not cooking meat by
you
myself.
You like protein, though.
I'm just doing protein. I don't like it, believe me.
What?
You like your fiancé, or are you just doing your fiancé?
All the above.
Oh, wow, or like a nice charcuterie board, oh, just myself.
Yes. Olives.
You make it? You take the time to make it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact,
that makes
more
no sense.
So
girl
than
dinner.
When someone else is around.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. You can't have it both ways. You can't be like, I'm not going to do anything, but then I'm going to meticulously arrange
no,
meats
because
on
it's
a platter.
Like, it's either super, super lazy or it's relaxing spa day. I'm going to do an everything shower. I'm going to have a charcuterie board and I'm going to watch Gilmore Girls.
And maybe wear a face mask.
Yeah.
Sip a glass of wine for me.
Here's the funny thing. I have a feeling the things Tiak and I do alone are going to be
I don't actually
the yang.
Know.
Oh, we're going to tell. Yeah. We're telling. But we want to hear, you have to confess, and we do have VD if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Voice disguiser.
What are the things you do, strange things you do when you're alone? 303-222-5423. That is the text line. And you can also call that number.
Mm-hmm. The main thing that comes to mind for me when I'm home alone is I will turn the TV on and I just turn the volume all the way up just as loud as it can go
because you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Just on principle.
Right. Cause I can never hear any, I can never hear the TV. That's my big, I can't hear anything. And it's always, my wife wants it quiet. So we have to have it quiet and I never know what's happening.
So you're shirtless.
Know what show we watch.
You're shirtless with a loud movie on.
Exactly.
And are you like hands in like a Cheez-It box?
No, but I do. I get real lazy with putting stuff away. So, yeah. Like, I'll have the Oreos and they just live on the counter because I'm coming back to them. You know?
Oh,
probably,
that's
fair. Probably in minutes.
I will admit one, I've done it one time. I do spend so much time alone. I'm not trying to get Erica to do the like sad fit. You're already doing the sad
fit. I don't like people being alone.
I don't like it either, but. When I don't have my kids and I'm not dating, right? So I'm just home. And I remembered a guy who used to be on the show used to do this thing. And I had to try it once. So I got a pizza delivered. And then I turned a movie on and I sat down on my couch and I slid the whole pizza out of the box onto my belly. Because
that's
it's like,
disgusting.
It's kind of cold outside. Ooh, instead yeah. of having the fireplace on, he was like, you got to try it. And you just lay there and use the
pizza as a blanket,
like a heated blanket.
Yeah. And you like let your hairy stomach.
No, no, no. I see, I'm not shirtless. Okay.
You got pizza sauce and grease all over your shirt.
It's not a great shirt. It's one of my station shirts.
Yeah, it's
and
fine.
I just like, but you're just basking in it. And you know, I have like you're trying
this
to watch
horrifying.
A movie. And you have to keep sitting up to grab a piece of pizza. You have to sit up. You're just like, and sometimes you just kind of move your head down and like.
Slacker. Was that the day that you thought this is rock bottom?
Is that the day you decided to stop dating?
Right? Dating
it's
decided,
going well
yeah,
for
so
you.
Jealous.
You got to try it. You can come over.
I want to try it in bed. Like when you said the pizza blanket, it got me thinking.
You are not eating pizza. I'm speaking on behalf
put the pizza
of
in the bed.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All
maybe
right,
the pizza
so,
pillow.
Listen, right. I just want to challenge the women listening to this show to admit the weird things they do. Because I just admit that was the weirdest thing a human can admit.
Yeah, it sure is.
And I know that you guys do the same thing. You at the very least sing into a hairbrush.
No.
Bull.
That's
you
such
did
a
it.
Movie.
I lay,
like, no.
Upside down on the couch.
Real women do it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I do that.
I have a dance party. I'm not singing into the hairbrush.
You sing into something.
No.
Tennis racket guitar?
Nope.
No.
Liar.
Nothing. I'm just singing
I guarantee
out loud.
You there's at least one woman who's done it.
Okay, we'll see.
What do you do when you're all alone? When the pizza stomach guy ass. Okay. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to go home.
Same.
Yeah. I want to try the pizza thing. I can't stop thinking about it.
We're talking about the things you do when you're home alone. And I just want to say, I am disappointed that there's not more people who do the hairbrush or the tennis racket thing.
That's such...
I know it's a movie trope.
No, yeah, one actually does it. Don't.
I've done it.
Like, do I blast Taylor Swift and mix a bagged salad up at the same time? Yes, because I don't eat protein when I'm home.
You never jump on your couch and go like, thank you, Denver.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure if I jumped on my couch, it would break because that happened once.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
It's got little legs. So, no.
That reminded me of something. When I'm home alone, I'll get to fixing stuff, but I don't use the safety precautions. Like, instead of getting the ladder, I just kind of climb on the windows. You know what I mean?
That's the number one way to die.
Because my wife's not there, so I'll just I'll just do it.
And you're
so
on the swivel chair.
So if you fall, who's going to be there to call 911 for you?
That's true. And I'm pretty naked. So
why is that our first instinct to just do everything naked, though?
Because you can't, well, and as a parent, we've talked about this, you lose a lot of it because you can't sleep naked anymore once they can get out of their bed and wake you up. You can't, I mean, you can.
Right.
I guess.
You can risk it.
Every family's different.
We do have a text about nudity.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's a woman named Jennifer. She said her name, so I think it's okay we said it. She said, I'm a single mom of three, so me time doesn't happen very often. Last time I randomly had all my kids gone at sleepovers, I spent the night naked in my own house. I smoked a joint in bed naked. It was amazing. I rarely smoke and definitely not when my kids are home.
Jennifer.
I love her.
I want you to, you need to take it one more step.
You want her to do the pizza.
Slide that pizza right there on your tummy.
I know. Because
you're already high and you're hungry.
But
and you're like,
the
and you're
pizza
like,
thing oh. weirds me out.
It's just the grease stains. I don't.
Like, why would I want a full pizza on my stomach?
I think a better question is, why would you not want it?
Because it's weird.
Yeah,
it's,
I can't think of a single reason.
It's food. And like, it's greasy.
Just, Erica, imagine like putting your head down a little bit right now and just going, oh. Like, you eat in the studio every day. Like, imagine not having to reach for it. It's just already
and just
on your
pulling my food up to my boobs. Okay.
I guess it's probably harder for girls because it's like they have to get it over the hump.
Probably.
Oh my
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, once you get it there, it's just sliding right in, right? You're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a downward slope.
Yeah. You got that?
Yeah, you have the advantage, actually.
Oh,
okay. Jewel?
Yai.
You are voice disguised. What do you do when you're alone?
A little alone sexy time.
Diddle the Skittles.
Erin, this is my last day on the show, and I am going.
Except at least one day soon, we have to just devote a whole day to all the different terms.
No.
Please text in. Yeah. Yes.
No.
Diddle the Skittles. I've never heard that before this moment, and I will never stop using it from this moment forward.
So quick.
Yeah. No, because that's what she calls it.
Jewel, is a pizza ever involved?
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a pro tip for somebody. If you're mad at your boyfriend, try not to drag everyone in the neighborhood into your problems.
Mm.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. And I've got a story of the saddest man around. And no, it's not Slacker.
Aww.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, my story comes from Florida.
Let's go!
Well, a man had to call the police to his room, his private room.
Okay.
Oh, no. And he's an idiot. He paid $300 for a stripper and she shot him down.
What?
But even though he paid the money and he said, you know what, I'm calling the police.
She shot him down in what way?
She did not want to have relations with him.
Oh.
And so he said, yeah, I'm calling the police. And officer said he's drunk and that's a misuse of 911.
So he got a ticket?
So he got arrested.
Okay.
And yep. Isn't that illegal? Didn't he turn himself in?
Basically, yeah, aren't you?
But if you're at a strip club.
But you're still paying one for relations.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, clearly. Because she wasn't going to do.
Miscommunication.
Yeah, I was
right.
Like. Yeah.
Just a miscommunication.
I thought she was going to sell me drugs and have relations with me.
Right.
Yeah, no.
But none of it happened.
But he still called 911 and misused it.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably didn't get his money back either.
Yeah, nope. Probably not.
She's, all right, well, I've got a story, unfortunately, out of Florida!
Oh! It's a daily double.
Oh, it is. Hold on.
That was the sound I was trying to make.
Yep, that's not what you were doing, though.
Nope, sure wasn't.
I have a woman who was mad at her boyfriend and decided to get revenge on him by pouring cooking oil all over his car.
Okay.
And then lighting it on fire.
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunately, his car was parked at their apartment complex.
As it would be.
Which also...
Oh, girl, why?
Yeah.
Can't people understand that fire spreads?
Thanks, Smokey.
Good job, kids.
This isn't what I meant when I asked you to change the oil. The cooking oil.
All right, anyway, she's going to jail, and those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra, built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.